Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste. Welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Sri Ramka.
And I am Kira Ra, and we are delighted to have you with us right here, right now. And we just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. We, as hard as we attempted to be broadcasting live at the YouTube official Sri and Kira, if you're looking for us at YouTube, we are over at the Oneness Talk Radio YouTube. We are streaming there, and we do apologize. We honestly thought today was going to be the day it all happened perfectly. And so it is. We are here at OnenessTalkRadio.com, where we are also able to have some live chat if you'd like to join us here on this Mother's Day around the world.
I think it's around the world anyway. I know that.
And so to all of us and to our beloved Mother Gaia, first and foremost, may we all claim the gift of just divine nourishment into our life, into our heart, into our energy field, feeling the divine love that exists between us all. We welcome you to a very special weekly energy update edition of Sri and Kira Live.
Yes. You know, we are in an exciting, dynamic month right now. The middle of May is rapidly upon us. And what is happening is that we're bringing ourselves into what we're calling the C-O-R-E, which you say, that's core, Sri.
it's
a double entendre because indeed it is about core,
meaning
the center. But it's more than that. We're going to talk a little further today.
Well, we're actually going to talk a lot about that today. And my husband's a little distracted. He's still trying to find out what's happening over there at the other YouTube channel. So we do apologize. But let me share with you what's coming up. We are at a very powerful week. The energy this week is all about a choice, and it's more than one choice. This is like the choice within the choice within the choice. This is about that which is really causing that moment of expansion to occur, whether you're aware of it consciously in that moment or not. Now, because of this, there is going to be a lot of I'm just going to use the word enhanced decision-making experiences. You're going to have a lot of things happening this week. There's going to be some things that will feel very serendipitous and some things that may catch you off guard. It's going to be that type of week. But most importantly, and Sri and I want to share and really offer this to you today, most importantly, this week is about learning unconditional love in a world that seems just the opposite. How do I learn unconditional love? How do I learn it?
Well, this is a serious topic, actually.
It's a profound topic.
Yeah, it looks like we successfully got the other one turned on.
So we're streaming everywhere, guys. So we are also over at Official Sri and Kira at YouTube as well. Yay! And to all of you in the chat at Oneness Talk Radio, hello. The energies are amazingly strong. We have so much to share today. This is a very rich show. Also, remember, you can call into us live. Remember, just pick up the phone right now. Dial in 517-208-1500. We already have plenty of people holding, and if you are holding, just stay on. I know you get to listen to us while we're sharing with you. So if you want to connect with us live to ask a question or share your experiences or request a mini soul reading, 517-208-1500. If you want to chat with us live, onenesstalkradio.com is the chat room that we can monitor, because Sri and I kind of do this all with the help of these wonderful computers, yes. So there's only so much bandwidth without losing the main focus, which is being right here with you right now.
Yeah. You know, it's an exciting time when there's the software programs that will pick up this video and stream it to five different locations.
Yeah.
Very cool, but not all the locations handshake equally well. That's what we've been dealing with, but I think we are there right now.
It says my YouTube YouTube is not playing you. Which YouTube, sweetheart?
Well, I just checked two.
Because we just checked both of them, and we're staring at it, and it is working. So I'm not sure. Maybe refresh. We are currently playing live at Oneness Talk Radio channel and at official Shri and Kira channel. And yep, which one are you staring at, Shri?
This is official
Shri. Okay, Shri's staring at official Shri and Kira right now, and it is pretty much in real time. So I'm so sorry, you know, but we're so glad you're here. And thank you.
We got people over at the Oneness channel.
And there's people at the Oneness channel as well. So have one. And it says,
pick a channel.
Woohoo! Here's someone. My official Shri and Kira is working. Thank you, Allison. And thank you all. Oneness Talk Radio is working. Yay! We did it! Hey, guys, this is really a moment. I'm sorry. I just have to take a break from all the chat to say we need to celebrate Shri, because this has been months and months of Shri
trying to get this ready.
So that all of the hosts at Oneness Talk Radio that would like to will be able to bring their shows to you this way as well. So we have been the guinea pigs. And hey, yes, refresh now. Yoo-hoo-hoo!
All right. So back to unconditional love.
Yeah.
That's where I left off.
And remember, we're at this focal moment of May. So this focal moment is very much calling forward even greater divine awareness. And yesterday during our show, Explore the Mysteries, we talked a lot about what does this really mean? And we both hope that you had the chance to connect with that. Well, today we want to really focus on this week, the energies that are here, not only how to navigate them, but literally how to I was going to say use, but I don't want to use the word use. I'm just going to say maybe play so that they can assist you to really be a stepping stone to a huge expansion. Because remember, June is this massive ascension frequency attunement coming forward for the whole planet. So it's a big moment, Shri.
It is a big moment.
It's huge.
So this moment we're in, sometimes we forget that the process of self-ascension, which is making the choice to ascend to that which you really are.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this isn't about a rapture. This is about a bliss. Now, the reason I offer that is that when we move into the highest alignment with our authenticity, joy and bliss become a very frequent state of beingness.
Right.
Because that is the essence of the pure energy, at least felt through these bodies. And so... self-ascension, then, is the process. Some people call it the path of awakening or enlightenment or whatever. However, we're very clear that we are ascending because our frequency continues to rise while our ego continues to relax. So this process of lifting your frequency while allowing the ego to just love and trust versus demand and command, that's a very unique process to this planet and having been born here and all of that. And so I want to come back to just a real fundamental thing, which is the path of ascension, let alone self-ascension, requires that we surrender the need to control. Requires that we surrender the need to judge.
Now, I'm going to jump in. And the reason I'm jumping in is I'm hearing you guys. And I'm hearing some of you that are saying, okay, yes, Shri, this sounds great, but how do I do that? Or, yeah, I've heard this kind of stuff before. So I want to first and foremost invite you to bring a hand to your heart right now and recognize that we are at a very unique moment in our co-creative illusionary experience of density, okay? In that, we are each being invited to ignite through this into a multidimensional experience that is no longer doubted at any level. Mm-hmm. So what Shri is sharing is that through the gift of self-ascension, which is a yoga, and it is indeed the yoga of self-ascension, what we have been called to do this week, and if you guys like it, we'll continue doing, is that along with this week's energy update, which is this entire show and your calls and your feedback and your chat, we wanted to offer you a little more of the foundational core teaching. Now, some of this is going to be in our program in June, and I, with all my heart and soul, guys, get on this program. It is a $22 Shakti Love donation. It is two full sessions with Shri and I, June 4th, June 11th, on diving into this core energy, ending with this culminating ascension frequency attunement. Please join us live. Yeah. Let everybody you know be there, because this is a very profound moment ahead. And as Shri is sharing what he is, and I'm hearing you guys, this is what we're doing today. We're going to offer you literal step by step. So you got to hang with us. And I just wanted to jump in because I could hear some of you going, all right, well, Tree, I get that, but you know.
And I don't want to talk in sweeping generalities.
Exactly.
However, your life teaches you how to do this.
Yeah.
What people don't sometimes appreciate is every time you get triggered and then come back to center, you're practicing the mastery of anchoring in your center. So when we have something that ticks us off or invites pain or negative self-talk, well, those are the moments that so many of these practices we have at our website, such as the container practice, such as the living ankh, that cleanse our energy field. Those practices restore us back to the center of peace, love, and joy. And so that center of peace, love, and joy means we have surrendered the need to judge or the need to control, because we're back in a place of fullness. So your life is your practice. The truth of the matter is, the more we practice, the better we get. So some of us have become practicing a whole lot, you know, meaning we've been triggered. And yet, as long as you keep coming back to your center, you are mastering being at your center.
So how many of you, and I want to open this up, and I see a lot of you on hold. Again, you can jump into the call line at 517-208-1500. But I really wanted to jump into, and I feel like I was losing, nope, there it is. For a moment, I thought I would lose my train of thought. My husband was distracting me for 1 second. Forgive me, he's distractible. As we are here now, how many of you are seeing the greater cycle? Now, as I describe this, let me put up the core pyramid and share this. Okay, this greater cycle, and you see these cycles within cycles that are staring at you. How many of you are realizing that maybe something you touched 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, last year, is suddenly making sense in a way that it never did before? Or something that was a seed along your journey, has something come back? Well, that's the energy you're staring at here. This is what this center of resurrection energy looks like. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because if we gaze at this year in review, so if you're joining us right now on YouTube anywhere, you're watching this live, you're seeing right now the graphic of 2019. If you're listening to us in the audio, what everyone is staring at is a graphic that shows it shows every month, January through December of 2019, which is the year of divine awareness. And that we are right now in May into the core. And what's power-filled here is that between May and November, we're actually in this energy. This core energy is not going to go away. And that's what it's showing on this graphic. That's what the purple line is. But the reason that June is still in purple, the reason that June says ascension frequency adjustment in the same color, is because the May core energy, which is going to continue to expand. So imagine what's happening in May is going to expand for you June, July, August, September, October, November, for 6 months. Imagine six times what you're dealing with right now. Well, that's what's happening. That is also the Merkaba. That is also the ignition. That is also the light vehicle. And the propulsion energy is what you are calling forward through this core. This is why Sri and I are offering this class, and I'm putting up the core pyramid again. This is why it is so important to ignite yourself in the multidimensional frequency. And so leading you all the way back to what we were starting with earlier, Sri and I have been really through May. May has been, believe it or not, guys, this is our quiet month. We're really kind of inward this month. We're just doing our radio. Yeah. That's pretty much the radio, and then of course the mastery mentorship. And we're really moving toward that. But in June, this core energy program that we are bringing forward is a reminder to us that we have been through Sri's recent near-death experiences and what we've been going through together and our own core experience and the dark, darker, darkest becoming the most extraordinary light, lighter, lightest you could ever find, we've been revisiting. And Sri, we wanted to share today that For those of you that own our book, 2012, you have a choice. Again, the only thing we did wrong on that book was put 2012 in the title. But if you have this book, then you're gonna know this story that we're gonna share with you right now. But I think it's important to share this because this is material that we put out in like 2005 or 6.
Yeah, and it was prophetic and truly appropriate for this time.
And if you read the book, you would swear that we just wrote this book yesterday. And it was really extraordinary for us to look at a few things. And part of this is going to be in the core program, of course, then through what's happening right now on the planet. So it's a really profound moment. And if you're new to our work, very affirming that this was put out when it was put out and every single word has come to pass, every single word. So anyway, Sri, I think you should share this with everyone.
Yeah, they're in this book.
Because it's part of the energy for this week.
We share a lot of intimate pieces that were alive for us, and in the first 30 pages, I shared a bit about a experience. You could call it a channeling experience or an ensoulment experience I had with Saint Germain, where I was shown the split between the third dimensional Earth and the twinning Earth that later came to pass. And so I want to pick up here, and I'm going to just read from the book what I shared because it feels very appropriate for right now.
Yeah, and so this is kind of one of our moments, and we're sharing it with you. And for those of you that already own this book, I see a lot of you in the chat room have, you're going to know how true this is. So bring a hand, and let's take a breath.
Let's take a breath, big breath.
Beautiful.
Yeah, being centered in this moment. Reflecting on the experience, I then wrote in my journal, why should I really care? Meaning the urgency of this time is compelling. It's paradoxical to think we might leave some souls behind. Is that even possible? So what I was referring to is that the Earth was twinning, and some folks were moving into the higher frequency energies, and others were staying in the third dimensional, and I was seeking clarity.
And he was told it would be coming, and of course that has now come to pass.
Yeah, and so I noticed a voice in the distance, all must ascend. All are invited and all are needed. I felt perplexed and I watched as my pen automatically wrote the following lines in my journal. Oneness is indeed my message. Choice is the responsibility of self-aware beings. Awareness, therefore, needs to be invited. Discernment can only be taught if there is a longing for truth. It is the will of the Most High that all be given the opportunity to recognize the choice that greets them. Mm-hmm. Each soul is engaged in learning. However, patterns become habits, and the seemingly endless cycle of rebirth and death continues for as long as one chooses. The moment the soul chooses God consciousness, then the illusion begins to melt. All disease and discomfort is separation from God. There is one breath that breathes us all. Let's take a breath.
And so I think you all can feel what that is. And the most valuable gift that we were taking as Sri and I reconnected with this again is that we felt this message was given back then. This message came through Sri probably 15 years ago now. And so that this message was given for this very moment because it is describing the core. It is describing what is happening right now. This is the year of divine awareness, and it talks about the awareness. It talks about the one energy. This is the whole reason Sri and I started OnenessTalkRadio.com. It talks about this moment where all of this would be manifesting, and also about Sri having broken through and the two of us together having traveled literally through death twice to be able to arrive now on the other side again. And I mean, I did my first near-death experience way back in the late 80s. And so for that to be full circle, we are, and this is why if you're watching us, this wonderful portal we have for the background, yeah. We are all traveling the portal. And as we do, there is no timeline. Thereby, all of these jewels that have been in your consciousness, that have been in your life, that are the stars, if you see our portal around us, right? See all these beautiful stars up here? Those are all the pieces that have no time, that have no experience other than to be. And you right now are in the process of gathering all that into this focal energy of this week. And this is why we want to share this information with you today, because this is a very powerful week and it is very powerful energy. And you might think that you're slipping backwards. Why am I remembering this? Why am I remembering that? I have personally had things coming back. I didn't know I had forgotten because I had never remembered. I mean, I'm like, wow. And so this is that moment where you're being invited to be, to embody yourself as that ninth dimensional witness who is in the seventh dimension witnessing the witnesser that is in the fifth dimension of the witness of the density illusion. And I know that can be kind of whelming, but if I keep sharing that with you enough in the energy that we're I know that your heart and your soul will claim that gift. That's what this week is about, and that's why we've been, everyone, it's amazing, it's amazing, it's amazing.
And it's important to pause for a moment, because the reason we have a brain mm-hmm. is to cultivate discernment, is to cultivate ever greater states of consciousness.
Yeah.
And its most primitive level, as a biological being, the brain has its learnings about keeping you safe. But that's so fundamental, so primitive. The thing to remember also from this inspired message was that beings must make the choice.
Yes.
All are invited, but not all are aware that the choice is available.
Well, and I think, you know, Sri, I want to go back and just share one more thing because it was precious. You know, Sri and I, as we were reconnecting with this passage lately and as we were guided in certain passages we were able to look up in the book, the minute Sri got to this part, he was reading it out loud to me, which we often read to each other. I was immediately back in that coffee shop because this happened during our very first Sedona experience.
We were courting.
This was, if you've read Sacred Union, The Journey Home, that's when this happened. So you want to talk about being front loaded. I mean, and this was part of all of that had happened. And anyway, I just want to share, I want to acknowledge a couple people in the chat room before, and then I want to read one of the first opening paragraph again,
sure.
Because I think the opening paragraph, as a matter of fact, before I go to the chat room, and then we're going to go to the phone lines, and then we have so much more to share, I want to read this passage again. So all of you right now, really pay attention to this, because there is so much in this one paragraph, and it always reminds me of the primer of the codes. A few years ago, and we have it posted on our Messages of the Masters pages at sriankira.com, there was an installment that came through that they said, here is the primer to the codes. That if you go back, we were told that this material was going to be resurging. And all of this is documented. It's all on our website. And they said, when you read stuff again, as we are doing right now, one line at a time. And so I just want to read you the first paragraph again, using the primer of the codes, one line at a time. Let's bring our hands to our heart, take in that beautiful cleansing breath.
And be present for what recognitions arise within you.
Oneness is indeed my message. Choice is the responsibility of self-aware beings. Awareness, therefore, needs to be invited. Discernment can only be taught if there is longing for truth. It is the will of the Most High that all be given the opportunity to recognize the choice that greets them. So bring your hand to your heart. And that's this week. That's why Sri and I were blown away when we re-engaged this piece, and it was so clear we had to offer it to you for this week. This is core energy navigating. This is that choice that is before us. And indeed, it's a very profound and powerful moment. It really is.
And it's important that we touch purity.
Yes.
In these messages, one of the reasons that Kira and I continue to maintain the website and make all of these ensoulments, these inspired messages available, is that they'll take on new meaning for you as you evolve.
And look what happened when we did one sentence at a time.
Yeah. And that there's codings, there's messages, there's discernment capacities, you know, within each sentence. And that discernment is a reflection on you, where you are in your level of consciousness at the moment. So you can say, oh, I read that and I didn't get anything. Okay. Are you at the same place now that you were then? And it's really wonderful to revisit some of this inspired material because it opens up recognitions. And to me, when I have a recognition, I find it very reassuring. It's like, keep going.
Yes, keep going, keep going. And I want to acknowledge those of you that are over in the chat room, and we have some people, you know, I'm on the verge of tears. It's so good to know I'm not alone. Someone's on the verge of losing a loved one. People offering support, angels. That's why Sri and I take every single weekend to be with you. And even if you get us live or in the archives, whenever you tune in, may you know that you are absolutely not alone. You are not crazy.
No.
This is really happening. And that is why there is so much resistance energy for Sri and I to get to a broader audience. Help us. And as we together hold each other's hands, we are able to expand. Now, speaking of expanding, we're going to come back in just a minute talking about how one can learn unconditional love in a conditional world. And we really want to talk about that because the choices this week are going to call that forward. But before we do, we want to say hi to all of you that have been holding for so long. And I noticed a couple of you just got hung up. So don't hang up. We're here, my angels. We're really here. And
well,
so,
turn on the call board.
Let's turn on the call
line
board.
Unmuted.
Our line is unmuted. All right. Call board is on. We are ready to speak with you. And so we're going to go right to the Twin Cities right there. Twin Cities, Minnesota. Hi. Namaste.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi. Namaste.
Hi.
Welcome.
Namaste.
How can we serve you?
Well, I'm just so excited to be on, and I've been trying to get on for about 3 weeks, and I just was meditating while you were talking, and I'm so excited, and I just wanted a really quick mini reading if you have time.
Oh, of course I do. And I just want to first say, hey, this is an amazing moment because you did get through today and you're our first caller. And what I'm really enjoying as you were sharing was this energy of diamonds around you. And it's really quite beautiful because it's both the geometric shape of a diamond and the stone diamonds. It's kind of interesting because today, I don't know, I'm going to try and see if my bindi can catch some light, but I was called to wear this bindi that had all these, you know, crystals in it and diamond reflections. And now I know why, because you're at a moment of creating, they're calling it a crystalline bridge of divine opportunity that you and I were supposed to connect today. And that this bindi that I put on is for you. So I'm sending it energetically to you right now. And I'm inviting you to open your star consciousness. And the gift you're bringing for the entire community is that everyone right now is being invited to open their star consciousness together. So I think that's a really powerful gift for this week. So remember, if you don't know what star consciousness is, it's about, here's your third eye right between the eyebrows. It's about right at the top of where my bindi is. And they're saying that as you breathe in the energy of the divine communion of who you are, then this moment of illusion will begin to relax, the mind will ease, the questions will answer, and the momentum begins. They're saying that you're really caught in this mental loop right now. And that's why they're opening up Star Consciousness. They're saying that the only way through this for you right now is to just really ignite even more the gift of who you are. And so thank you for bringing that diamond energy here. That's really quite profound. I also want to end with that. Remember, in the center of the diamond is the equilateral cross. Like I'm wearing my Avesa cross of perfect balance, right? The 4 points. So if we connected my Avesa balance cross right here, it would look like a diamond shape. And so they're saying, remember, all you need to do is stay in the center and the balance is achieved. And so it is. Thank you.
Many blessings, dear.
Namaste. Oh, thank you, Angel. All right, Sri. Well, now let's go to, Is that Eureka?
Yeah,
Eureka. Eureka, California. Namaste. Welcome.
Hi, Sri and Kira.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, I love you guys. I just wanted to say that. And hello, everybody else in the chat room and everything else. It's amazing.
Yes, it is. Woohoo.
So I have noticed I have a lot of energy around me concerning the health, the relationship, the work. I see it's the Trinity. I know there's a lot of synchronicities happen, and I'm pretty darn sure I saw a dragon out of the corner of my eye yesterday.
Right on.
And I'm accepting. It's just like, okay, Rach, stop questioning and stop doubting. And every time that I have a doubt, it's like I go completely just out of my clarity. And I would just like a mini soul reading, pretty please.
Well, the first thing I want to share with you is that you absolutely did see a dragon. It was actually more Naga energy. And that's actually it's a strong sign of support and protection, because that's what I'm seeing around you. And there's more coming. And it's kind of like they're coming first into you to ward off. It's almost like they're saying, we will come to protect you from yourself. Meaning that there is this very old emotional overlay that is just running like a program. You know, it's just like on autopilot. It's not conscious. It's not anything that you're doing. But there is an amplitude of your expansion that's happening around you right now. And they're saying, if you take that Trinity, right? If you take that Trinity you mentioned at the beginning, I'm trying to do, okay, there we are. So like I'm making my hand into like a Trinity. They're saying all you have to do is turn it the other way. You're just seeing one side of it. They're saying all three pieces need to be spun around. And they're saying it's like put a mirror up to it and notice what reflects, and you will find the dissolution and the next step reveals. And that's what they'd like you to hear today. Yeah, it is awesome. You're awesome. Thank you, my angel.
Namaste.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too, my angel. Mwah. Namaste. Namaste. Whoo, Sri. It is a big day.
Yeah. And each time we do have this intimate connection, there is a healing opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
An alignment opportunity. And it's certainly not for just one person. There are multiple alignments and opportunities. And I know that every reading, I tend to get a little more, aha. We invite you to be present as well.
You know, and I'm just thinking about how we opened up with our first caller with, you know, I had a hunt for this Bindi. And Sri was just a little perplexed because I kind of ducked into the studio just a little too close to go time today. And it was because I was hunting for this Bindi, and it was hard to find.
Yeah.
And so when we come together this way, there is, and this is the gift, and this is also part of the choice, right? Remember that we are in this core energy, the center of resurrection energy. This is about what is in your core. Do you have the courage to pay attention to that? And this is why this week is also going to show you or reflect or mirror back to you how you can honestly learn to experience unconditional love in a conditional illusionary experience.
Yeah.
And should we say hi to someone else before we continue
sure,
with that?
Sure.
All right. So who do we have next, Sri?
Well, looks like Calgary, Canada.
We're going up to Calgary. Namaste, Calgary. Welcome.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great, Angel. It's an honor to connect with you.
Awesome. This is my first time calling, so I'm super happy to get through.
Right on.
Blessings.
Yeah, I've just been going through a period of trouble in my life. Definitely a lot of energetic healing over the last couple weeks. And I just wanted to know if there's any guidance you can provide me that can help me know why I'm going through these things.
Wow, Angel. First and foremost, I just want to share with you, It is no accident you got through today. I just love, my heart is so connected with yours. The minute you started speaking, I'm almost feeling, I have my hands kind of, you know, like together, almost like, you know, one on top of each other, on top of my heart right now, because there's like a burning. And I don't mean like an indigestion type. I'm talking about there's like a burning. And this burning is very much about releasing this heaviness that there's like this, it's not quite a shield, but it's definitely, and it is not as big as it was, I can tell you that. But there's like this shield right over the top of your heart. And what's happening is that through this connection today and the community that's around you right now, the burning is like literally, I'm feeling it coming in like in the back between the shoulder blades, like coming straight in through there. It's almost like it's coming through this portal that we're in right now, coming through that, coming through my heart. And I'm watching wings grow on you. And it's like you're in this moment where it's like you're coming out of the chrysalis as a butterfly, but yet your wings are feeling uncomfortable because you're not even sure what they are yet. You're trying to be with them, but they're just not unfurling in the way you want them to. And they're saying that physically, you need to be like really like dancing or moving your arms up and down, twirling, dancing, yoga, you know, sun salutes. Physically, you need to be doing that. And they're saying that when you do that and flood the body with the nourishment of water, the flow that is yours will reignite. Your feet will walk once more with light and the world will receive you as you are. And so thank you, my angel. It's a gift to speak with you today. You are so beautiful. Namaste.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, my
love.
Many
blessings.
Many blessings. Many blessings. Wow. I'm dizzy. I'm really dizzy. I don't know about you guys, but I was really right there. That was just beautiful. Wow, what a beautiful community we are. So, you know, I know we have a lot more of you holding on. Please do. But let's talk about how we can learn unconditional love in a conditional world. And this is a short article that we wrote that we want to read to you right now. So sit back and relax and enjoy the beautiful Sri Ramka.
Just allow yourself to be read to.
Yeah.
And enjoy whatever arises in your consciousness as you pay attention to this sharing. It goes like this. Tough playing fields produce strong warriors. Spiritual warriors who cultivate their heart and wisdom in spite of terrible odds and outside forces conspired against them, those warriors inspire our hearts. In the modern world, we have Gandhi, Martin Luther King, and Mother Teresa as examples. The benevolence of spirit knows that ultimately all will find their way home to the divine. The light within cannot be destroyed. However, it can often be disregarded.
Breathe.
Pardon me.
Would you like to take a glass of water?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. It's getting verklempt. To aid those who were awakening to their divine source, masters incarnate here from time to time to help us remember the way home. Great light carriers such as Abraham, Moses, Christ Jesus, Muhammad, Babaji, Buddha, Lao Tzu, and many others have appeared on earth to fan the flames of awakening. They left behind sacred symbols and a legacy of teachings. These masters remind us to seek a deeper understanding of self than the veil has to offer us. Dogma was inevitable on a planet blanketed with the veil of illusion. Belief patterns resulting in dogma began innocently as an effort to assist others to find their way. The followers of masters created dogmatic belief systems that became an accepted means of teaching the master's works. It has been stated that it was not the intention of the Buddha to create Buddhists, and the same could be said for all the great masters. The religions were created later. All dogma turns into a restrictive interpretation that becomes an externalization. Once the soul accepts externalized truth as, quote, the way, that soul has disconnected from source and will be entrenched in density consciousness, for that is the playground of dogma. Your ability to break free and experience ascension awareness relies upon your direct mystical understanding. Without direct connection, dependency upon an intermediary occurs. The pattern of disconnect or externalization will prevent you from finding the bliss of direct communion.
You know, I put up, for those of you that are watching, I put up the Pyramid of Self, of Spiritual Awakening again, because this is what Sri was referring to in the article about density consciousness, that this is, and the ascension awareness, and this is that core experience. This is how we lift. This is how we hold. You know, the modern mystic, which you are, only requires one thing, self-trust.
Mm-hmm.
Self-trust, the release of doubt, the knowing. And that self-trust really is the essence of the yoga of self-ascension and how we ignite into our multidimensional presence through the core energy of the pyramid of the spiritual awakening. Now, remember, the vibrational level on the planet right now is offering energetic support for you to recognize truth. That's why we're all hanging out together, right? And to reconnect with your soul's knowing. Because, my angels, until you can open your divine channel within, then the only empowerment you will honestly experience from most of the quote-unquote external gurus is usually spiritualized ego. And it's about relaxing out of spiritualized ego and relaxing in to your ascension awareness, to your divine mastery. And the way we do that is to break free of the illusion of density, where the dogma can no longer overlay or rescind, because it's oftentimes the dogma that seeks to take us away from our own truth. How many of you, and I know myself as well, and how many of you, I'm going to put up the choices again, right? How many of you have had an amazing moment? I mean, just an amazing moment where you have broken through and you are suddenly so awake and so aware, and you run and you tell someone that you've thought was your best friend or your spouse or whatever, and they're like, you know, I've got a pill for you. Or they try to knock you down, or they try to share you, take you away. Well, that's a moment of mastery. In that moment, they are playing their role perfectly. In that moment, that's where you make the choice. Do you engage them? Do you get angry? Do you get upset? Do you get emotionally? Do you get doubting? Well, if you do, that's because whatever dogma energetically was flowing through them has overlaid onto you, and that's when the choice happens. When that energy comes forward, can you lift above it? Can you become that witnesser witnessing the witness? Can you smile and love that experience for bringing you to your mastery in that moment, right then and there? That's what this week is about. I'm putting us back to live camera. All right. That's what this week is about. That's the choices ahead. The choices ahead of how do I learn how to be, how do I learn love, unconditional love in a conditional world? By not playing on the game board of that illusion, by recognizing that we are at this moment of lift. And this is what really brings us back to that pyramid of spiritual awakening. And, you know, I just want to share that as May evolves, and we are in mid-May right now, this core of the core is this week.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, whether or not you're engaging media, whether or not you're engaging anything that is sensationalistic or designed to keep you stuck in density, this is another week to really pay attention to the way this affects you. If you are connecting with it, then Sri and I invite you with all of our heart to connect with it from the multidimensional space that cannot have a positive or negative effect by interacting with it. And this is why, to be honest with you, I disconnected because the pull was getting too strong. I found myself going into density consciousness, and I am so grossly uncomfortable there that it was just too easy to see that all I had to do was cut it out. And I had no problem maintaining the higher realms of consciousness activity running through me, so that now when I do have a headline thrown at me or somebody writes me, I can really stay in that bountiful place from the Gita, which is it can't affect where I'm at because I'm aware of it from that multidimensional experience, and I'm inviting you to join me in that moment. That's that unconditional love where judgment no longer exists, because remember, all judgment wounds. And this week, there's going to be a lot happening that's going to invite you to kind of dumb it down. And so love yourself enough not to dumb it down.
You know, there's no obligation to fit in.
No.
One of the things that is a remnant from the inner child is the need for approval,
yeah.
The need to belong. And these human needs are precious because they teach us how to get along with the external world and the external family. But in reality, when we bring ourselves into the mystical state, the center that is directly connected with the divine, we belong. We're already there.
Right.
We don't seek it from the outside. However, we may enjoy connection. We may enjoy intimacy and communion. There's a difference between feeling like there's something lacking versus the robustness of enjoying the opportunities of being alive here.
I love it. And I'm thinking, as far as enjoying opportunities, why don't we say
we're
going to say hello to some of these other beautiful beings that have been waiting so long, and we're going to go right here. Ooh. It looks like we have a cellular from Burlington. Is that Iowa? I think it's Iowa. Namaste. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Please go ahead.
We are hearing you just fine, my love. How can we share with you today?
Oh, wonderful. I was just sitting here. I called in. I had so many questions. And through the call today, I found so much clarity.
Yay!
And I feel so much peace. I was just thinking, I think I may need to listen to this every single day throughout this week. But as I sat here with my hand on my heart, I knew you were going to pick up the line for me. And I can't tell you how thrilled I am by that knowing that I just felt. And then also the love that I feel for the two of you.
Thank you.
Last 2 weeks have been extremely intense. And I just wanted a mini soul reading.
Oh, what an honor.
Yes.
Thank you, my love. And I really just need to share with you that you are carrying this. It's very, I was going to use the word princess, but it's like this, it's like queen, princess. It's like this ability to take anything and make it beautiful. And as you were sharing, it was like I was seeing you almost looking like Cinderella, you know, like you had on the beautiful gown and very fairy-like, but yet very regal. And you're just kind of waving your hand and saying, you know, this is a lot easier than I thought it was. And as you're waving your hand, everything's like growing. Like I'm seeing flowers grow. And it's like one of those beautiful magic wand moments where, you know, the room is cleaned up with the sweep of a hand.
Yes.
And yeah, exactly. And they're saying that you are at this moment right now where you are being given, and they're giving me this word. They're saying you are being given, and they're putting it in kind of quotes, and they're saying they're using this word because they want it to be fun, magical power to create fairy dust from anything. And they're saying, take off the old mask, see everything new, remember the truth, and step forward bravely. And so it is. I'm so grateful you're here today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Much love.
I love you both.
Namaste.
Thank you.
We love you too, sweetheart. Many blessings. Namaste. Wow. Now, I got to share with you guys that while I was just offering that beautiful sharing, I think on behalf of all of us, I am getting some physical heart pain. So I want to just put a shout out to all of you out there that are feeling fear, that are feeling doubt, that are not sure, that no matter how bountifully Sri and I may try to present the energy of clarity and the gift of what really is ahead for us in this moment. But if there's any remnant doubt, take your hand and put it over your heart. Or if you know someone right now, put it over your physical heart. They're saying to take your other hand and to hold your throat and to close your eyes, breathe up. And as you exhale, relax the throat, relax the heart. They're saying bring the two together into prayer position, bow your head, and smile. They're saying you have just received a blessing and that miracle presence has touched your life. Now it is up to you to manifest it, my love. And they're saying connect with your breath. And they're showing me the Om Aum practice. So I just need to share with all of you that already have our app downloaded on your phones or iPads or tablets or whatever, do the Om Aum. For those of you that don't have our app, it's free. Get it. You can find it at the Apple Store, at Android Play, whatever. It's called Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira. Part of the free app is the full video of Sri teaching you the Om Aum breathing practice. They're showing it to me right now. Use it. Activate the gift that is yours to activate. And so I thank our community for creating that moment for all of us,
yes,
because that
yeah.
just came through in between connecting with the call board, connecting with the community, connecting with the chat, connecting with YouTube, connecting with BBS Radio, connecting with Oneness Talk Radio. There's just a massive expansion. And guys, this is just the beginning of what's coming in June. Please, with all of our heart and soul, register for the core program. Just go to shriankira.com. It's right there on the homepage. Register. It's a $22 donation. Let's do this. Let's all flourish together. Let's all fly free. Let's
Absolutely.
Do it. Let's
Absolutely.
Do it. How about flying to another? It looks like we're in Pennsylvania, I'm seeing.
Yeah, we're going to say hi. I think it's Melissa.
Melissa?
In Pennsylvania.
Hey, namaste.
Hi, dear.
Are you there? Okay.
Hello?
Hi. There you are. Namaste.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, honey. Welcome.
Sri and Kira?
Yes, we hear you, honey, just fine.
Okay, yeah, I live in New Jersey, so when you said Pennsylvania, I wasn't sure.
Oh, I'm sorry, okay. Your phone came up as Pennsylvania. Our apologies.
Yes, I just realized that. Thank you. Thank you for waiting.
Our pleasure.
My question is about mainly the spiritual activism, which is a new experience for me because I haven't been that involved with the world. I've been more kind of otherworldly over my 60 years of being on the planet, and but something really sparked me very strongly, and I'm finding myself being like a keyboard warrior,
mm-hmm.
and being very supportive, like being very supportive of others, exposing the truth, because there is a war going on in the illusion, and yet there's tremendous suffering that I feel to a degree I can prevent and help others. And I'm getting a little caught up in it. And also I need to do my own personal career, which I'd like to do a holistic life coaching,
mm-hmm.
And get into the world, which is a whole new experience for me. I've been very inward over my lifetime. And also an extremely powerful experience I had at the age of 4, where I was in creation, on God's creation spiral and experiencing 100% of God's love in an Ubi experience out of the body. So I got on the path early at the age of 4, and I need to get some of that out as well, but I'm finding a little distraction also with this powerful, you might call activism, and I need to know what I should do about these different situations.
Well, thank you for asking.
All at the same time.
Well, thank you, honey, and thank you for asking. I'm jumping in because I see it and because we're getting close to the end of the show and I want to make sure we can address this. So first of all, thank you so much for bringing this up because I know there's a lot of people having the same experience. And I actually had put up on screen while you were sharing, and it's still there for everyone who's looking, the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening, because what you are describing is actually on the core pyramid. It's that very top of the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening where that core portal opens and you either pop through or you get in this tighter spiritual activism circle. And that's exactly what you're describing. And that's why I put it up. First and foremost, please, please gift yourself, spend the $22 donation and join us in June. It will really benefit you energetically. Until then, what's really important for you, my love, right now is to recognize that you are being distracted. the minute we know we are being distracted, we have lost our clarity, our core clarity, and we start rationalizing with ourselves and we start moving with other energies. The greatest gift you could give yourself literally right now is to stop doing that which is distracting you and pay attention to that which is really trying to come forward. And once you do that, the next step will be evidently clear. But right now, the distraction is actually density's way of pulling you back. Yeah. Even though it feels justified, it's actually being designed to keep you level. And you're caught because you have mastery energy.
One of the things, if I may add, that I found in my path is that when I can find the little thread of trust that says, it's like God's got this, you know,
right.
I'm going to magnify the light and love. However, my trust will allow me to relax into a flow around it rather than calculate how to work with it.
And thank you, my love. I cannot believe the time. We are pretty much out of time for the show. I'm so grateful that you were here. Thank you so much, my love. Many blessings. Sri, do we want to take another caller? Let's take our mystery caller. We have a mystery caller. Okay, that's fine. So we are now in Spain. It's not a mystery. Okay. And we were right there. So namaste. Welcome.
Okay. Turn off your speaker.
Okay. We were unable to hear through that call. Our apologies. And, you know, Sri, I'm really feeling that we're good.
Okay.
We're good, you know?
All right. Well, one of the things I want to bring us back to is the recognition that we all begin within what we refer to as density consciousness.
We take
birth there, and we evolve through it. There is no polarity required to feed us. What we notice is that as we evolve, we become less and less hooked into the dramas. We become less and less polarized internally and externally because we anchor our energy in the love of the soul and the trust of the universe. And this takes a little practice. We keep coming back to that center and day after day, year after year, because your life is your spiritual practice.
It really is. And this week, let us not forget that the spiritual energy, the ascension energy this week, is this focal moment of divine awareness through the choice that is in front of you. And this choice has been building for a while. I'm sure that most of you already know what these choices are. And so as you navigate this week, pay attention to all of the choices. And as if you're gazing at us on YouTube and you see all these beautiful portal energies here, these are experiences from this world of density, maybe from other experiences that may suddenly be in front of you again this week, that you may think you're revisiting again. Remember, you are ready for this, and this is a profound moment. You are the master, you are at the core, and you will free yourself through the blessing of being one with you. Self-trust is all the master needs. Take advantage of it this week. Make good choices. Pay attention.
Until we have the joy of being with you live next week, take in that deep breath. Enjoy the breath, and may you know and trust that all is truly well.
Namaste. Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.